From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Mexican police say they've arrested four men in connection with the shooting death of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. U.S. authorities have arrested one man, and they're looking in hospitals for more suspects who might be wounded. Agent Robert Rosas was shot and killed last Thursday as he investigated a possible border violation. Mexican police have not said what evidence links the four men to the crime. The Mexican ambassador to the U.S. has expressed sorrow and says Rosas' death is a tragic example of violence at the border. President Obama's special envoy for the Middle East, George Mitchell, had talks in Syria with President Bashar al-Assad. The United States wants Syria's help in forging a deal between Israel and the Palestinians. Afterwards, Mitchell says only a comprehensive peace agreement between Israel and the Arabs would allow the region to fulfill its potential. The BBC's Lisa Sinjab reports from Damascus.
Syria, like all its neighbors, needs real peace to achieve its full potential, said Mr. Mitchell. But he stressed the need for all parties to be involved, the Arabs and the Israelis. Syria sees the visit as an important step forward in achieving peace. Following Mr. Mitchell's visit last month, the State Department announced it would soon send an ambassador back to Damascus. Syria has cooperated on regional issues such as Iraq, but its relation with Iran and its support for militant groups like Hezbollah and Hamas are still issues of concern for the peace talks to move forward.
Lena Sinjab reporting from Damascus. A new report from Britain indicates there's been an increase in anti-Semitism there. Larry Miller has more from London.
There were 609 anti-Semitic incidents reported across the UK in the first half of this year, more than in all of 2008, and the biggest surge for at least 25 years. The numbers were compiled by the Community Security Trust, a charity that helps protect and monitor the safety of British Jews. It says there were 77 acts of violence and nearly the same level of desecration. Other incidents include hate mail, graffiti, and verbal abuse. The group says the biggest increases were in January and February and linked to Israel's offensive in Gaza. The British Foreign Office says those who use foreign conflicts to justify racism cannot be tolerated. For many years, most synagogues have had guards patrolling during services and other occasions. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Protesters in several countries are demanding that Iran free its jailed political prisoners. Human rights groups such as Amnesty International held rallies in dozens of cities across Europe, the United States, and a few Asian countries this weekend. There are unconfirmed reports. Iranians held some protests, too, which were broken up by police. Iranians are demanding a change in last month's election results that returned President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to office. This is NPR. Astronauts orbiting the Earth in the International Space Station and the Endeavour Space Shuttle are back at work today. There are 13 astronauts in orbit. They've been installing and testing major new equipment. A new laboratory built in Japan has been installed. So have four massive new batteries. Two Space Shuttle crew members will take another spacewalk tomorrow to finish up construction on the space station. Carrier American Airlines says it'll raise fees on checked baggage for flights in the United States and some other places. From member station KERA in Dallas, Bill Zeebel reports.
The world's number two airline says beginning August 14th, the price goes up $5 for the first checked bag and $5 for the second. So now that first checked bag will cost domestic passengers $20, the second will cost $30. That applies to travel within the U.S. and territories such as Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The fees don't apply to international passengers. There are also additional exemptions. American joins other airlines, including United, Delta, and Continental, in charging the same baggage fees. This charge did not exist just a few years ago. All airlines are struggling in this recession with diminished business and fewer planes flying fewer routes. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.
Ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya met many of his supporters this weekend again at the border of Honduras and Nicaragua. Zelaya was thrown out of his country last month by soldiers who then installed a new government. The Honduran junta says if Zelaya comes back, he'll be arrested. The coup has been internationally condemned. The Organization of American States is leading reconciliation talks. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.